The U.S. Department of Justice announced Friday that if banks do business with legal marijuana companies, they will not be punished. Possession is still a federal crime, of course, but medical marijuana is legal in 20 different states, with legislation pending in 13 others. For venture capitalists, marijuana seems to have hit a kind of sweet spot. It's risky, yet full of potential. Some say the so-called green rush, investing in everything from security to insurance, is already worth $1.5 billion a year. Reporter Bruce Barcott is writing a book on investing in marijuana. He's based in Washington State, one of two states to legalize cannabis for recreational use as a kind of test case. We started by asking him who these investors are.
It's an enormous spectrum of investors. You've got serious money coming in through companies like Privateer Holdings, which is a large investment group. They actually got in really early. They started up about 3 or 4 years ago when nobody else was doing this or even looking at the space. And they come from backgrounds in Silicon Valley banking, in a traditional Connecticut investment banking, this sort of thing. They came out and really spent 3 years digging into the industry, surviving some lean times. But now that things have turned, they're sort of in the catbird seat in a way. I mean, I think they brought in about $7 million in investment the first 3 years. And over the next year, they're looking to bring in about $50 million. And they're an interesting company because they tend to stay a half step away from the actual marijuana leaf.
So that distance is intentional. They want to keep a certain space between them and the leaf, as it were.
It is. And, you know, that has to do with federal drug laws and the fact that marijuana is still considered federally a Schedule I drug is, you know, as bad as heroin and cocaine. And it also has to do a little bit with, you know, the fact that we're in a sort of experimental time right now. The Obama administration has decided to allow these two states to try this pilot project. So that gives everybody essentially 3 years to show the rest of the country that it can work. Because once the next president comes in January of 2017, all bets are kind of off. They could end it with a stroke of the pen.
There's so many facets to this industry potentially, though, right? They're not just the big time investors, but there are the growers. Mm-hmm. There are also people who are trying to spin off retail businesses. And then all the ancillary services, security systems, watering, fertilizing, small businesses. Who's likely to come out on top?
Right now, I think some of the safest money in a way is going into things like security systems, security companies who can come in and offer you sort of a turnkey operation with video monitoring. And, you know, there are other companies as well that are doing well in the ancillary businesses. I mean, one of my favorite success stories is a guy named Ross Kirsch, and Ross is a kind of a packaging genius. He has a company called Stink Sack that's actually it's a bag that will hold your marijuana without the smell getting out, and the smells it's really pungent stuff. So Ross had an idea back in November for a resealable childproof package. So he pitched his idea to the ArcView investors at a meeting in Seattle back in November. I was there and he pitched it. He raised probably, $100,000 to $150,000 and was on a plane to a factory in China that night. So there's a lot of opportunity in those little ancillary businesses, and it's happening really fast.
You think people can make money in this industry? You think it's a good bet?
I think a lot of people are already making a lot of money in this industry. It's a little bit like, you know, what do they say about investing in high-risk opportunities? Don't invest any money that you can't really afford to lose. So, I wouldn't invest the house and the farm in this industry. But if you've got some extra money to invest right now, it's looking pretty good.
Bruce Barcott is an environmental reporter who writes about the cannabis industry. Thanks so much, Bruce.
Sure, it's a pleasure.